Hi there. The word for you today is on unhealthy comparisons. In 1 Samuel 18, verse 7, we read, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. Instead of celebrating David's victory over Goliath with those who sang, David has slain his 10,000s, King Saul became jealous. Now the downside of all that was he opened himself, 1 Samuel 18 verse 10, quote, to an evil spirit. There are three lessons here. Number one, those who help you today may hurt you tomorrow. So what should you do? When Saul threw spears, David refused to throw them back. Instead he forgave, prayed for Saul, and positioned himself to be promoted by God. It's not easy, but it's a winning strategy. You have heard it said, Matthew 5, verse 43, the words of Jesus. You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father. In heaven, that's a high standard, but he'll give you grace to do it. Number two, those who love you today may loathe you tomorrow. God says in Jeremiah 31 verse 3, I have loved you with an everlasting love. And you know what? All other sources of love are subject to change. You can marry somebody who resents you for being what you are and end up thinking, you know, you chose me because I'm outspoken. Not you don't like me because I speak out, or you liked me because it was quiet. Now you say I'm boring. You feel betrayed when people invite you, then fight you. But here's the good news. God will be faithful to you. Always. And number three, when others speak well of you, some will still resent you. Notice, David didn't sing, Saul killed 1,000, but I killed 10,000. I mean, you can understand why that would irritate people. But David didn't boast about his success. Sometimes those who congratulate you can actually create enemies for you. That's because some folks can't celebrate anyone other than themselves.